Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons. We're 3 hours and 3 minutes in. I hope you had a wonderful Monday evening. Today is Tuesday, July 30th. And once again, we are coming down to the final mins. We are in final min watch. 3:13. That puts us at, let's see, eight, so somewhere around 15 mins left to go, right? Yeah, 15 mins left to go. So we're in the final 15 mins here. It ends at 3:19. So yeah, somewhere 15, 16 minutes. Okay, very exciting stuff. And we yesterday had a moment between Russ Bufalino, as longtime Minheads will know. I spent a solid week or two at the beginning of this podcast talking about not knowing if it was Bufalino or Bufalino, because it had only been written on a card at that point and not actually said by any of the characters until about 3 weeks in. Finally, someone said Bufalino and that mystery was solved. That's something you can only know. That's Irishman lore, folks, that you can only know if you have been here from the beginning in January 2020. But it's not January 2020. It is almost August 2024, and we are about to wrap this goddamn thing up for good. Because we are in the yard of the prison. They're all looking old, and they're coming, I think, to terms with some sort of reckoning or reckoning with what they've done. We thought we were going to get that yesterday in our scene in the kitchen where Russ Bufalino said that, you know, Hoffa was a good guy, but ultimately had to go because it was us or him. And I picked us and fuck that guy. OK. And, you know, that happens. It happens when you get involved with the mob and that's going to happen. Take it from me. I know. OK, so we are going to start the next minute. Let's just get right to it, huh?
Where are you going?
I'm going to church.
Church?
Don't okay. laugh, you'll see. Don't laugh.
Okay, so he goes, don't laugh, you'll see. I'm going to church. He's getting pushed out. Going through the yard.
Russell went to church.
Yeah.
And he went to the prison hospital. And then he went to the graveyard.
Okay, so this is
Lord Jesus Christ.
So there was a long shot. We'll come back to that, the long wheelchair shot.
Rainey died in December 23rd, to be exact. Lung cancer. No surprise.
Okay, so we're in a graveyard. Very important. Oh, I wish you could see it, because Peggy's here, but she's not looking at him. I'm going to have to wrap this up after we're done.
You are the resurrection and the life. And then she was...
Okay. Ooh, man. Wow. Ooh, kind of a heartbreaking one here, folks. Okay, so he's getting pushed out in the wheelchair in the yard. That's where we started them in. Frank says, hey, man, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to church. And Frank says, church? Like, what are you going to church for? We don't go to church. We kill people. Remember, we paint houses. House painters don't go to church. And... he goes, don't laugh. You'll see. You'll see. And it's a really long, slow shot as he gets pushed across the yard and then up this ramp into the door. All while De Niro is telling us he went to church and then he went to the hospital and then he died. He went to the graveyard. He can't even really say, and then he died. He said he went to church and then he went to the prison hospital and then he went to the graveyard. These guys are weird. They are weird dudes. They're weird about death, despite being harbingers and executors of death. They can't talk about it. They can't talk about it with the widows. They can't talk about it with themselves. That's what I'm getting from this anyway. They can't do it, which is interesting because then we cut right to a funeral service where he's talking about how his wife, Rini, had died in December. We don't know what year, somewhere around then, I suppose. He did say on December 23rd, so 2 days before Christmas. Nice touch. And there's a wide shot of the casket, and they're all standing next to the casket, and we see him on the left side with a couple of older women. I assume that might be Peggy's older sisters. And then way off to the side, not standing really near anyone, is Anna Paquin as Peggy. And they are very far apart. And then we get a sort of cross shot past De Niro that's focusing on her. And she is not looking. She's staring dead ahead at this, pardon the phrase, at this casket. And then we get the reverse shot where he is looking at her. And he's making De Niro face. We have talked about that a bunch on the show. You know De Niro face. When I say it, you are picturing it. That is what's happening right now. He's got sad De Niro face happening, and he's looking at her, and he knows she's not going to talk to him. Sad stuff. The whole story of what's up with Peggy and the fact that he was telling this story alone to himself and he's dying a lonely death is coming to fruition. So someone go back in time to like 2021 and tell me I'm on the right track in like minute 48 or some shit like that. Make me feel like this whole thing was maybe worth it and I was on to something. Other than that, not really a whole lot going on in that, man. I think maybe a perfect time to wrap it up. Thanks for joining us on Tuesday. I'm going to keep these real short as we get to the end here because I cannot wait to finish this. Come back Wednesday, tomorrow, for more, please.